pit of its belly and made the glass pane of her bedroom window vibrate. Normally, she loved that sound, and being that close, she might once have found it a bit scary. Now, Captain Sanny Van Rensburg felt nothing, just empty. As she did up the buttons of her blue uniform shirt, she felt detached, as if she was dressing one of her three children, not that she'd done that for many years. Her youngest, Tommy, her Lard Lamakier, was turning 13 in a month, and it wouldn't be too many years before her late lamb didn't need her at all. Normally, she would wear plain clothes to work, but her washing basket was overflowing. Sanny started to cry and didn't bother even trying to wipe away the tears as she buckled her belt and adjusted the holster holding her Z-88 pistol on her hip. She went through to the kitchen. The house was still chilly in the morning, although this winter, which had seemed like it would never end, was slowly, begrudgingly, giving way to the warmer weather, which would bring rain and fresh growth. She put the empty bottle of Nederberg Sauvignon Blanc from the night before in the bin and rinsed her glass. She did not need more rolled eyeballs from her two sons. The lion called again, searching for his brother or warning others to stay away. Increasingly, lions were crossing the Sabi River from the Kruger National Park into the adjoining Hippo Rock Private Nature Reserve, a housing development in the bush where Sanny lived. Many of the houses in Hippo Rock were holiday homes, and with their occupants stuck in Gauteng or the Cape or, for the foreign owners, overseas because of travel bans, the estate had been far quieter than normal during the pandemic. The animals were, literally, taking over. There was never a good time for a pandemic, Sanny mused as she made herself a cup of rooibos tea and a single slice of toast, hoping it would settle her stomach. The wine had been flowing last night, when she'd been at the home of her friend, Samantha Carandis. Even though sales and transport of alcohol had been banned during South Africa's draconian lockdown, Samantha had not been miserly, and the three of them, Samantha, Sanny, and their friend Elizabeth Oosthuizen, had come close to finishing 6 bottles between them, including the half bottle Sanny had taken home and finished herself alone. "I've got a well-stocked cellar, darling," Samantha had said more than once, but Sanny, an experienced police detective, had also noticed the briefest look that passed between the two other women. If Samantha had a secret source of booze, then she was surely not the only one in South Africa. Sanny had bigger crimes to worry about. "Mom," Tommy said behind her, breaking into her thoughts. She didn't look over her shoulder. "Yes, my boy. At least turn the light on." "It's not even 6 a.m. Go back to bed." He might talk to her like a surly teenager, but she still thought of him as her little boy. "Lion woke me." He went past her to the fridge, took out the milk, and swigged it from the bottle. Normally, she would have told him not to be so rude, but there was no normal anymore. He was getting taller by the day, looking more and more like his father, and the resemblance would only grow as he filled out. Nature was conspiring to prolong her grief forever. She looked out the window, not wanting him to see her tears, but not caring if he did. "Christo will help with your homeschooling today. Do as he says, hey?" A couple of sullen second silence. "All right, Mom." Her middle child, 6 years older than Tommy, happened to be at home with them. Christo was studying zoology and botany at Wits University and had been doing a practical with the Kruger Park's veterinarians when the government announced the country was shutting down because of the virus. As the veterinarians' work was an essential service, Christo was able to stay in the park or move to and from their house in Hippo Rock at will. He had slept at home last night. Sanny's eldest, Ilana, was studying medicine at Stellenbosch University and had decided to stay in the Cape for the lockdown. Interprovincial travel had recently reopened, throwing a slender thread rather than a lifeline to the tourism operators, but Ilana was prepping for exams. "They'd had a fight last night, Sanny and Tommy, over him spending too much time on the computer." She'd never said so to his face, nor to her husband, Tom Sr., but she thought the boy was too English, spoiled by his British father who'd had no other children of his own before meeting Sanny. Ilana and Christo were by her first husband, an Afrikaans detective, like her. She felt guilty now that she had ever questioned Tom's loving parents.